the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
The top five at five, now easier to read than ever before. Thank you, Camille. That was very nice of you. Utah police officer. Oh, wait, no, I have to do this. We have to start it off, right? I have to say
number five.
It's number five. We got to be official. Utah police officer Aaron Thompson saved an 8-year-old boy who had fallen through a frozen pond.
Once I saw his face, I pulled his head up above the water, and I just called out to the paramedics, letting them know I'm coming in, I've got him. That slows down their metabolism, all their body functions, and kind of forces the blood back into the main system. And that's why they're able to survive that long. This morning when I woke up, I've got feeling back in them. There's still pins and needles, but I do have feeling in them and a lot better movement than I had. It's not me, it's us. I think that's the real story here, is I was just the one that went in the water.
Wow, good for him. The boy had gone out onto the pond to chase his dog and fell through the ice. Thompson used his fists to break through the ice and make the rescue. The boy is sedated at Primary Children's Hospital, and Thompson has since been released from the hospital with mild nerve damage. So kudos to Utah Police Officer Aaron Thompson. I like when we start off the top five with a feel-good story. It's normally the top five filled with, you know, who knows what, but that's a nice story. Everybody's going to be okay, so that is good. That means I can move on to
number four.
Number four, exactly. Thank you, Orion. What's the worst flight experience you've ever had? I'll give you a moment to contemplate. Well, power couple, model Chrissy Teigen and singer John Legend, they had all... I hate when the rich and famous lives are upset by normal everyday things. But they had a horrible flight yesterday. The best part, it was all live tweeted by Chrissy.
Hey guys, Chrissy Teigen here reporting live from LAX. I know you all are eagerly awaiting my updates on this situation.
Yes. Judy, she started out, she's reporting live. Would you hire Chrissy Teigen as a news reporter just based on that short little snippet?
Not very much information there.
All right. Yeah, no. She's just building up anticipation. She doesn't know to cut to the chase. She's burying the lead.
And a little bit more humility might be in order.
And that was the whole clip. I didn't even cut it off.
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, you're just going to... I know you're all interested in what I have to say. And then we are, because now she's number four on the top five at five. The couple boarded a flight from L.A. to Tokyo. And 4 hours into the flight, the plane was turned back to LAX because a passenger had boarded the wrong flight. According to Teigen... which is a credible source, as we all know. According to Teigen, police were interviewing passengers before they were allowed to leave the plane. The good news? It was all a misunderstanding, and the pair were able to board their new plane and finally get to their destination.
Okay, no, she cannot be hired because that's all wrong.
What's all wrong? The information or my reporting of
it? The information that you've been given that...
Those were from her tweets.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so what's the real news?
Well, apparently two men, brothers, who had very similar names used the same boarding pass.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
So they did a count in the air, and it was one too many persons on board that flight. Now, someone, please tell me why that flight turned around.
Yes, why don't they just go to Tokyo?
They were halfway there, exactly. The guys were going to Tokyo. They were from Tokyo, but no, they turned around and went back. Now,
that'll teach them. That'll teach them a lesson.
There's got to be some protocol about that. Because
well, there obviously was protocol, and they turned around.
Because it's ridiculous, but what do I know?
But at that 4 hours from LAX, you're in the middle of the Pacific.
Right.
So
you do a head count and you go, uh-oh.
So what does that mean? Does that mean there's
extra
baggage down there?
It's kind of like when you do the head count when you go scuba diving in the shark-infested ocean, which they all are.
Yes.
And then you come up with one short when you get back to the dock.
Dun, 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 dun.
I've seen that movie.
I have, too.
The Deep a million times.
And then you're just out there floating around like an appetizer.
Until you get eaten by the shark. And you do get eaten by the shark. Anyway, back to this flight.
Wow, no, now I'm fascinated by your fear of the ocean, Judy.
I'm only fearful of sharks, and it's because of Jaws. Stupid, I know.
So do you not go in the ocean at all?
I do, but I am very, very reluctant.
You don't wear your Lady Gaga meat bikini?
I'm watching constantly.
Really?
I know it's irrational.
No, no, no. Listen, I'm not going to make fun of somebody's fears. We all have phobias and, you know.
I'm trying to get past it. I did go, not scuba diving, but the other thing.
Snorkeling?
Snorkeling, yes. in Mexico, and it was very terrifying.
Really? And yes.
I could hear your breath under the water. I was like, all right, I think I'm gonna pass out from panicking, so I'm gonna go back.
Wow. Well, go back. You know
but
what?
But I got
margaritas
in and I did it.
Beach.
Yes, I got in and I did it because I do try to assuage my fears.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, and maybe next time you can go a couple more minutes, and then sooner or later you'll be able to spend a minute and a half in the water. That's mm-hmm. going to be good. Wow, good for you. All right, so Chrissy Teigen, fake news. Can we label her that legitimately?
Well, you know, she didn't have all the facts at the time.
See,
so she probably should have mentioned that.
She's too
from
busy.
What we know, reportedly, allegedly. I heard none of those words.
Right? No, nothing. She's just, hey, I know you want to hear what I have to say.
Yeah,
because I'm pretty.
I thought that was pretty useful information.
Was it really?
I mean, it's insider. Yeah, it's not. It wasn't vetted information, but while it was
or
happening.
Accurate.
But the plane did turn around.
There was no information.
Well, sure.
But the plane turned around.
Plane
I mean,
did
and
turn
that's
around.
Kind of a crazy story for to go 4 hours towards Tokyo and then.
So
turn
an
eight-hour
round trip just to be back where you started.
Yeah,
right.
I think I would like to know the
full
rationale.
Story.
We're getting
more pieces as the day goes on.
Well, let's hope so. And I hope, maybe some more supermodels will weigh in and we can figure out what's going on.
Yes, and that's where I will get my information
to
give you a more complete picture.
I don't want you talking to the airlines or the FAA.
Now, had it
I want
been
you
John
talking
Legend,
to supermodels.
I would have said, yes, that is real news.
And you know what? He would have sung it to us, which would have been nice.
In his sultry voice.
Oh, very melodious.
I love him.
He's very talented. Very talented. Wow. Now Judy's afraid of sharks and loves John Legend.
Number three.
And we'll go to number three. Four teens in Ohio have been charged with murder after throwing sandbags off an overpass on Interstate 75, which killed a man. According to CNN, it is unlikely the teens will be charged as adults.
Now, these boys, they are young. Three of them are 14 years old. One of them just 13 years old. The prosecutor in this case says she will not try to have these boys charged as adults because they have no prior criminal history. And under Ohio state law, it would be impossible to charge the 13-year-old as an adult, even if she wanted to. But so far, they've not been given the kid gloves exactly. They were in court last week. They pled not guilty to the earlier felony charges, but they were denied bail. They're back in court today. It's not clear if they'll get bail at this point in time. The court date is set for early January.
What a bunch of idiots. The victim was a 22-year-old. He had a 1-year-old child and was engaged to be married. So, very stupid, stupid. I don't care how old you are. You know, if you throw something heavy off an overpass and it hits a car, something bad's going to happen.
It happened in Michigan, too, the story said. Same thing.
Sometimes you just... That's why sometimes a kid needs a smack in the back of the head before they go out of the house, you know?
Uh-huh.
All right, we're in the midst of the top five at five. Ro and Anna will be back on January 3rd. As we continue, we pick it up at...
Number two.
Former President Barack Obama talked with Prince Harry about social media and how it can lead to division.
One of the dangers of the internet is that people can have entirely different realities. They can be just cocooned in information that reinforces their current biases. The question, I think, really has to do with how do we harness this technology in a way that allows a multiplicity of voices, allows a diversity of views, but doesn't lead to a balkanization of our society, but rather continues to promote ways of finding common ground.
President Trump was not named in the interview, but some speculate that Obama's comments were directed toward the current commander-in-chief. Well, it'll be hard not to infer that from the comments, but I think it's good policy for everybody because we all do create our own little worlds on social media, and we don't want to hear other people. Everything immediately devolves into name calling, and you're this, you're this, I'm in this group, and if you don't, I don't want to hear what you have to say because you come from the other side. And the other side is always wrong because I've read it in a million different Facebook posts. And if it's on Facebook or Twitter or certain websites, it's got to be true no matter what side you're on. So please, let's live in a world where we all believe our own talking points and don't listen to anybody else's. I think that's going to be perfect. That's my resolution for 2018, to not listen to any facts no matter who presents them. Because we've started that pretty well this year, where facts don't matter. So we'll just continue on. And then we won't have to worry about any more.
Number one.
Number one, two men who have been friends for over 60 years found out that they are biological brothers.
It was a shock.
Yeah, it was a shock. Yeah, definitely a shock. But then when we thought about it, compared forearms and everything.
Forearms, that did it.
This is the best Christmas present I could ever imagine having.
74-year-old Walter and 72-year-old Alan have been friends since their childhood, attending the same schools, playing football together, and even vacationed with each other's families. Walter was on a search for his biological father using DNA ancestry. Judy, are you listening to this? Perhaps one of your childhood friends is your sister or
that
brother.
That is really shocking. I was just going to say, I wonder why. What made them find out? But, yep,
they
did DNA
testing.
Test.
That's it.
Because as part of that, they ask you, I think if you agree, they'll tell you if you share DNA with a lot of DNA with someone else.
Oh, man. You going to do that part?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yeah, what if there's a whole other, what if you have a whole other string of relatives somewhere?
I keep saying the worst thing will be that I'm exactly who I thought I was.
Right.
This is like the worst thing. I'm like, I am half Polish.
So they did that. They discovered that Alan was, in fact, his brother. Alan and Walter were both given up for adoption using a Hawaiian custom, hanai, which is an informal form of adoption without papers. Sounds
informal.
That sounds,
all right.
That sounds very informal.
Sounds kind of
you want to take my kid?
Too, but...
Yeah, should we sign anything? Nah, you take this one and you take that one. I'm sure they'll identify each other by their hairy arms. I have four brothers.
Somewhere in life they'll get it.
It's fine. Wow, I had never heard of that Hawaiian custom. Again, that is hanai, an informal form of adoption without papers.
According to CNN.
Well, then, we know that that's
Chrissy
fake
Teigen.
News. Chrissy Teigen didn't report this?
No, she did not.
I can't take anything. I can't take it for what it's worth, then. It's worth the paper it's printed on in giant print. Thank you again, Camille. I was able to read it almost flawlessly.